This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the Go West Credit Union Association. The name is right behind me, if I can get that right. But we are here at Max Convention in Spokane, Washington. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Karan Bala from Trellis. How are you, sir?
Doing very well.
Good.
Mike, both of us come from really good parts of the country. I live in Northern Virginia. You live in San Diego.
I do.
Man, I tell you, every time people tell me, where do you want to live? And I'm like, you got to live in Northern Virginia.
I'm sure that's a nice place. Yeah. Yes.
And then I come out to Spokane or the Northwest, and I'm humbled by the beauty, landscape. So I'm happy to be here, man. Yeah. It's an eye-opening experience to see how beautiful the rest of the country can be.
No doubt.
So thank you, Go West, for having us out here.
The great Northwest from the Go West folks here. Yeah, so good stuff. Hey, speaking of the conference, how's it going for you? I know we're just kind of starting out. You have a session a little later today that we'll be talking about, but how's the conference going for you?
It's been great. Fascinating. The kind of attendance we're seeing here has been huge. The number of booths that are actually packed, the interactions we're having, it's been a really good conference. I know a lot of them have sort of come back into full steam, and you don't know what you're going to expect. But the Go West one, I guess with the expansion of their particular sort of membership, has been huge so far.
Full steam and then some. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They've expanded big time.
Way better than what we expected. Actually, didn't know what we expected. That's probably more of it, and it's been fantastic.
Well, the thing that I like about this conference, and like so many others, but they really put the technology front and center, as you well know, being in that sector. So what's your take on that? Because I really appreciate it. I think the folks in the technology sector enjoy that as well.
Well, they've got a whole breakout stream associated with sort of analytics and data. Just like you said, now that you say it, it sort of connects the dots a little bit for me, but getting out there, walking around the booths, it is heavily tech-focused. Mm-hmm. It's about innovation. It has definitely shifted the needle. And just as an industry, when we talk about, just kind of keeping up with tech times and kind of moving forward, mm-hmm. Our industry needs that constant exposure to it. And I want to commend Go West for doing that.
Yeah, they really stepped it up in that area for sure, as they do in many other areas. So,
for sure.
So, okay, you're going to be conducting a session today or tomorrow?
It's today.
A little later today. Yeah. Okay. It's called Keep Up with Tech Times, and okay, that is a statement for the ages, because how can we keep up with the tech times, Karan? Because this is a challenge that all of us are experiencing right now.
I'll tell you, and it's a struggle. It's a struggle, and even personally, kind of keep up with what to tell credit unions about it, because we as an industry do move a little bit slowly. I mean, we're still talking about things like data-driven journeys and things like that, which we've been talking about for the last 5-6 years. The rhetoric has changed. We've got to be talking more about being in front and center of serving members. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Tech Times is sort of moving forward with. It's about tapping into these vendors, figuring out, what does a omni-channel, multi-channel experience truly mean? We spent now a few years talking about digitization. But what does digitization truly mean? And so that's kind of what we're trying to focus on in this, is to help credit unions understand where that sort of, not necessarily end destination, but where that next step or the next three steps are, and then lay a bit of a path for them to get them there. Mm-hmm. So now I'm taking that on myself to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. We all are.
Trellis, yeah.
Yeah. So what are a couple of takeaways that you want your audience to acquire, if you will?
Well, for many years, it's been about taking that first step and sort of trying to get that buy-in and trying to get membership management on board. I do think we've turned the corner on that.
Okay.
Now it's about being open to innovation, thinking about not being worried when you hear machine learning, not being worried when you hear about member experiences through digital. It's actually trying to transform the way we think about it. And I come back to something I've said for many years, really, is just taking small steps, taking little projects, mm-hmm. that kind of gets you there, help you better understand your membership. Push the limits on business intelligence. Mm-hmm. We are there. I mean, you never hear about IT slowing down. Every time I think IT is going to slow down, cloud pops up and AWS, all of these things. Analytics is the same way. We're sort of this rolling stone at this point. Mm-hmm. We need to continue that innovation. Mm-hmm. Just looking back, I'll tell you, was it 2020? 61% of the number of new accounts that were opened by mega banks and fintechs.
Oh, wow.
61%. Credit unions and community banks only made up 15% of new account openings.
Oh, gosh, that's a very low number.
We need to capitalize on the opportunity. We provide a great product, great offering. We need to find ways to get that in front of membership.
No doubt.
And prospective membership.
And also, I think, going back to your statement that we've turned the corner
Yeah.
I think people have realized or recognized that a lot of this stuff, which used to be a nice to have, is now a have to have, right? So especially the data analytics stuff. Right?
For sure. I mean, the first, like, I think from 2015 to like 2014 to 17, a lot of it was me telling creators, like, please budget for it. Please think about it. Maybe hire an analyst. That conversation has changed. I mean, we don't have to say that anymore. Yeah. It's more understood. I mean, they know they have to hire an analyst. They know they have to start thinking about how to use the data. They are investing in that. So that's what I meant when, you know, we've turned the corner on it. The acceptance that data and analytics is here to stay and is necessary to survive has changed.
Right.
And now it's about, well, okay, we've understood that. Well, how can we start monetizing that? How can we start, you know, picking up those stones and trying to find those gems underneath? How do we do that? And that's what I'm trying to help them with that session today, keeping up with it.
And the other thing to that is, as you're talking, I'm thinking about talent acquisition to kind of bring all that to the forefront, because a lot of us, you know, a lot of us who aren't involved with that are like, what? So we need some really talented people to help out in that area.
I do feel for the institutions that we serve, primarily because, you know, our budgets are not that big. I mean, we can't, making a mistake on a talent acquisition can be very expensive. And these are tough skills to find, and our needs are very diverse, and what we're expecting from our talent continues to change. I think as an industry, we need to think about better retraining of folks. We need to leverage more of our partnership. I mean, I do, you know, that's a lot. What we do is we provide the right talent and for operations and for projects. And so as an industry, we need to do that. But you're spot on. I mean, the talent need, keeping up with those skill sets. And, you know, like, I'll give you a sort of a practical example. There's a credit union. Let's just say I'm a $200 million credit union, and I hire a data analyst. Now, not only have I need to guide that person to better understand what I expect from them, what are the outcomes. And a lot of times that means, you know, the hiring manager themselves need to go out and figure out exactly what is expected from that role. So that requires, so it's not just about even bringing in the right person. It's about that guidance, that strategy, that partnership, and that vision of what you're going to do with that. So there's a huge evolution. And it's exciting. I do think that it's happening. And so I'm really proud to be a part of it. But, but we're definitely changing as an industry. We're recognizing what's going to be important for our members going forward.
Yeah, and it's all changing so fast, too, which, again, is where that talent part is. Because I see, okay, you got the technology part of it for sure. Yeah, that's fine. But you need the talent to run it, maintain it, and keep it going. So,
nothing is ever as plug and play as this make it seem, right? You know, and as much as I love the idea, like you said, you know, even in the exhibition hall, we've got all these fintechs and all this exciting stuff going on. Well, let's take a step back. What is it going to take me as an institution, as a credit union, to implement and install that fintech? Do I have the right talent to do that? So it's not only keeping up with the times, but as I want to evolve and, you know, and progress with this new tech, well, I need better talent. I need qualified talent to do that. So that talent shortage gap isn't going away. Credit unions have record number of openings for job openings
now.
I mean, I think the top 100 credit unions had over 6,000 job openings. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
Top 100 credit unions. That's, you know, when we're an industry of what, 5,500. Just the top 100 had 6,000 job openings. And I mean, that need for people, that need for finding the right talent to make your projects happen, make you move forward, is not going away.
Yeah. All right. A message to all you high school seniors out there looking for a job or a major in college. Try fintech, because you'll come out with a high-paying job at a great place. So
I'm a data geek, right? And so I have two teenagers, and I was talking to my 14-year-old the other day. He's like, what do you want to be? And I was like, you know, what do you want to do? What do you like? And he's like, I really like accounting. I was like, are you sure you don't like data, man? I mean, you know, this is unfortunately the conversation I had. Obviously, you know, he can pursue what he wants, but but I know the number of openings that are coming in the tech and the data space.
There's opportunity,
yeah,
for sure.
There's definitely opportunities.
Along with the fintech opportunities, there's talent opportunities as well. I just see them going. It's just going hand in hand for sure. So, anything else you want to add here, Karan, in regards to your session or what's coming down the turnpike with Trellens?
Well, I'd encourage you to join our session. It's at 1:30. I think I wouldn't be surprised if GoMax has a recording of it available too. But more than that, I just want to continue the path that credit unions have started off. You know, don't think you're too small. Don't think you're too far behind. There are many examples that I give in the session of companies that thought they were that way too and transformed, and over the last 5-10 years have had a tremendous amount of success. So just kind of start somewhere, and you'll start changing the way you think about innovation, and the way you think about analytics, the way you think about data. And that's, I think, what credit unions need to do.
Yeah, it's that relevancy message. If you want to be relevant, this is the stuff you got to do.
So, absolutely.
Indeed. All right, Karan, thank you so much again, sir. Always a pleasure talking to you. Always an education.
Pleasure, Mike.
Thank you
so much.
Keep up the good work there at Trellens. Karan Bala, everybody. Trellens, go check them out. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellens, PSCU, P. Peer IT Credit Union Services and Janucy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.